I hope all of you good, loyal Americans understand that in the long run, the Islamist extremists are going to win, because you can't beat numbers, and you can't beat fanaticism, the willingness to die for an idea. A country like ours, preoccupied with jet skis, off-road vehicles, snowboards, jacuzzis, microwave ovens, pornography, lap dances, massage parlors, escort services, panty liners, penis enhancement, tummy tucks, thongs, and odor eaters, doesn't have a prayer, not even a good old-fashioned Christian prayer, against a billion fanatics who hate that country, detest its materialism, and have nothing really to lose. Maybe 50 years ago, but not today, when germs and chemicals and nuclear materials are for sale everywhere. People who don't give a shit and have nothing to lose will always prevail over people who are fighting for some vague sentiment scrawled on a piece of parchment. Folks, they're gonna get you, and it ain't gonna be pleasant. We can't drop a 5,000-pound bomb on every one of them. They will either run all over us, or in trying, they will turn us into even bigger monsters than we already are. And don't get all excited about this goofy idea of the spread of democracy. No matter who the United States puts in charge to bring peace and order in Iraq, or Palestine, or anywhere else, those people will be killed. It's that simple. Anyone who supports the United States will be killed. Peace and order will not be tolerated. Start saving your cash for the black market, folks. You're gonna need it. Channel 7 recognizes its obligation to provide equal time to viewers who disagree with its editorial policy. Here, then, with an editorial reply, is Dr. Stephen Wanker, a clinical psychologist. Dr. Wanker speaks as a private citizen. Thank you. Are these Channel 7 people kidding? Huh? What kind of crap are they trying to pull? Did you hear that shit they said last week about the budget? Jesus Christ, I couldn't believe it. What kind of assholes do they think we are? And they're always acting so self-righteous, like they know what's good for us and we're too stupid to think. I get tired listening to this shit. How about you, huh? Fuck these people. Who do they think they are with their goddamn three-piece suits and their fancy eyeglasses? And by the way, you know how long it takes to get one of these goddamn editorial replies on the air? 3 fucking years! 3 years ago I started asking to do this shit. They kept saying, well, we're not sure you're stable enough to be allowed on the air. And I said, stable? What are you fucking people, crazy? I'm as stable as the next cocksucker. I said to him, bend over and I'll give you something stable. Fortunately, they were able to recognize the logic of my argument, and here I am. But you know what I found out these assholes can do? They can cut you off the air if they want to. For instance, if they don't like what you're saying, they can just fucking enter... That was Stephen Wanker, a clinical psychologist. Tune in to Channel 7 tomorrow night for another editorial reply, as schoolteacher Howard Boudreau delivers an opinion titled, What's All This Phony Bullshit About Drunk Driving? And later in the week, don't miss Mayor Cosmo Drelling, as he addresses another important issue, What's So Bad About Slavery? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We now join Blowjobs of the Rich and Famous in progress. And later this evening, tune in Dr. Jim as he removes a wart from a lesbian. I'm always glad when some group of American hostages is released overseas and they finally get to come home to their families. I'm not glad because I particularly care about them, but because I get sick of hearing about them on TV, and I get sick of listening to their families. Jesus, did I get tired of all those whining hostage families during that bullshit in Iran in the 1970s. My husband's a hostage. The government's not doing enough. Hey, lady, if you don't want your husband to be a hostage, tell him to stay the fuck out of Iran or places like it in the first place. It's a simple thing. You don't have to be a theoretical physicist to figure it out. If you stay out of those places, you got a good chance of not becoming a hostage. And the media always refers to them as innocent Americans. Bullshit. There are no innocent Americans. And whatever they are, they're certainly not news. First thing you know, once they're back, they start writing books, one by one, and you have to endure the whole thing all over again, seeing them on every talk show, regurgitating the whole fucking boring story again. And here are some more families I'm not interested in. Astronauts' families. Who cares about these people? Astronauts' wives and children. They're not news. Keep them off TV. I don't even care about the astronauts themselves, anal retentive robots wasting money in space. And, not incidentally, spreading our foul, grotesquely distorted DNA beyond this biosphere.
I say keep the infection local. God, haven't we done enough damage on this planet? Now we're going to go somewhere else and leave our filth and garbage all over the universe? Jesus, what a fucking pack of idiots we are. Thank you.